Hello there, you're welcome once again to the Transformational Leadership Series podcast with TM. I trust that last week was a fantastic one for you, and I trust you're looking forward to what we have this week. I believe that this year has been a good one for you. I believe that your plans and everything you set to do in the month of January is coming gradually into fulfillment. It's my sincere prayer that God will grant you grace that will strengthen you to be able to do His will in the month of January. As we well know, we've been doing a series podcast for the month of January, which is leading for Christ, leading with Christ, and leading through Christ. And today we'll be looking at leading through Christ. I remember that saying last week that the beginning of leadership started with God. The birthing of leadership on earth started with God. And today we will be looking at leading through Christ. I'm taking my anchor text today from John chapter 1. I'll be reading from verse 1 down to 5. And I'll be using the New Living Translation to read today. I'll be reading from verse 1, which makes us understand that in the beginning, the world already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Now that's a wonderful analogy for us here. We do know very well that the Word of God is Jesus. And the Bible is making us understand today that everything that God created was through the channel of Jesus. So bringing back from our focus last week, we can easily say the best way to lead through will be through Jesus. Now, I would make us understand some few points today, of which I believe that if we can bring this to our hearts, we can bring this and settle it into a different perspective, we would be able to really enthrone the kingdom of God here on earth. Now, the perfect picture of how God wants us to lead our lives, the perfect picture of how God wants us to lead people around us, the perfect picture of how God wants us to lead that sphere around you is through Jesus. Because the Bible made us to understand that everything God created was created through Him. Now, definitely we know that you cannot do something better than the source. The source is the birthing of a thing. So, if the source is the birthing of a thing, then definitely whatsoever we want to do have a source and origin from Jesus. So, better still, how to lead, how to do it well, how to make it efficiently work out has to be through the channel of Jesus. So the perfect picture of how God wants us to lead here on earth, our lives, people around us, comes from the source through Jesus. Now, Jesus came to this world to show us how much God would really cherish for us to live our lives. How God will really cherish for us to conduct our lives. How God will really cherish for us to lead people around us. How God will really cherish for us to lead that business, lead your finances, lead your marriage, lead your family, lead your children. How God will really want you to do it. Jesus came to this world to show us that. The Bible makes us to understand in the same John chapter 1 from verse 14, the Bible says, "So the Word became human and made His home among us. It was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father, one and only Son." Now, Jesus in Himself carries the full picture of the glory of God. The Bible makes us to understand in Colossians chapter 1, the Bible says that everything about God was put into Christ. So, if everything about God was put into the embodiment of Christ, then exactly the ways and manners as to how God wants us to lead through has to come from the perspective of Jesus, has to come from the truth of Jesus, has to come from the way Jesus patterned itself when he was on earth. Now, leading through Jesus is taking out time to understudy him. It's taking out time to know how he did it. Now, you would agree with me that when you are taking a new route, when you are traveling or going somewhere and they tell you, oh, you're going to have to take through this path, you have to take out time to study your map. You have to take out time to study the navigation so that you don't get lost on the way to where you're going to. So going through Jesus is taking out time to understudy him. It's taking out time to become so conversant with how did Christ lead while on earth. How did he lead himself? How did he lead those around him? How did he lead the will of God, of which God told him to come and do here on earth? Now, lastly, on this point, I like to say that Jesus is the perfect blueprint for kingdom leadership. Jesus is the perfect blueprint for leadership according to the standpoint of the kingdom. The Bible says in John 1 verse 18, the Bible says, no one has ever seen God, but the unique one who is himself God is near to the Father's heart. He has revealed God to us. The revelation of God, the revelation of how God cherishes it, the revelation of how God wants you to lead as a business CEO, the revelation of how God wants you to lead as a career person, the revelation of how God wants you to lead as a ministerial person, all comes from the perfect blueprint, which is Jesus himself. Now, Jesus is the exact likeness, exact image, exact description, exact direction, exact guidance for how God wants you to lead yourself, people around you, and everything that he has placed in your hand. Now, few things we must be able to understand from the way Jesus did lead while on earth. You would notice that Jesus was very, very passionate and had compassion on people. Now, that was one perfect way we could see from Jesus. He was always passionate and was compassionate. The Bible says in Matthew 9:35-36, the Bible says, oh, and Jesus had compassion on the people when he saw that they were like sheep without a shepherd. Are you compassionate? Are you passionate about what God has given to you? Are you passionate about ensuring that the will of God is enthroned on earth? Are you passionate about soul winning? Are you passionate about ensuring that people come to the realization of why God has actually created? Are you passionate about ensuring that people are living their life according to the way Christ would want it, even if you are leading in any sphere of influence? Are you compassionate on people? Are you merciful upon them? Now, these are ways that God used Jesus to show us how he wants us to lead. Another thing we could see is that Jesus always desired to serve. Jesus always desired to serve. He went further to explain that leadership is about service. Leadership is about service. So from this standpoint, we can understand that one of the kingdom leadership principles is serve. When you get the chance to be coming to those platforms, those authorities, those influences, what do you do with them? Do you use them as a platform to do what you want, or use them as a platform to serve? Does your business serve the people? As a governmental person, do you serve the people? As a civil servant, do you serve the people? As a pastor, do you serve the people? Do you ensure that the kingdom of God's principles are enacted here on earth? Another thing we could know from Jesus is that Jesus always knew what needed to be done, and he ensured that it was done. The Bible did make us understand that a couple of times Jesus will go to the mountain to pray and get what God wants to do per time, per season. Now, this is a perfect picture of how God wants us to lead. Always coming back to him. Always ensuring that he is acknowledged. Always ensuring that we know how God wants us to lead. I did say last week that we are not leading for ourselves. Once you have given Christ the chance for lordship, He leads through you. So it is His will that should be done on earth, not my will. Not the will of any other thing, but Christ's will. Christ's will in business, Christ's will in your career, Christ's will in your physical life, Christ's will in your family, Christ's will in your ministry. It has to be Christ's will. So it's important that we take out time to acknowledge God. It's important we take out time to spend with God so we can know what God requires of us. And lastly, I would say this, Jesus influenced lives for the kingdom of God. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all other things shall be added unto you." Jesus ensured that for every point He got to, everywhere He got to, leading from His own life, He ensured that the kingdom of God was being influenced on earth. The most important thing as we Christians, the most important thing as we leaders, that we must understand while leading is ensuring that lives are being influenced for Christ. Jesus is counting on us. He has given us Himself as a pour out offering, and He has given us a picture to lead through. These and many more are ways you can lead through Jesus in that sphere of influence that you find yourself today. So take out time, be more intentional to understudy Christ and how He patterned Himself so that you can lead through Him. I'm sincerely trusting God that from now, the grace to lead through Christ will be given unto you in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for always taking out time to listen to our podcast. May the Almighty God bless you. Have a wonderful week.